morning. We're going to get started. We're very excited and happy this morning to announce the formation of a new global genetics venture between Topix and Norsven. Topix Norsven will be based in the Netherlands. The way the press conference today will work here is we have about 30 minutes. We're going to run through some slides and do a presentation, and then we'll have time for Q&A following the presentation. I'm Mike Terrell. I'm CEO of Topix Norsven USA, and I'm going to introduce you to several of my colleagues. We have Martin Beal here, who is CEO of Topix Norsven Worldwide. Peter Van Caminata, who's the Regional Director of the Americas. Jose Cordova, who's the General Manager of Mexico. And Dr. Bjarni Holm, who's our Chief Development Officer.
Morning.
With that, I'm going to turn it over to Martin.
Okay. Yes, good morning. Welcome. My name is Martin Beil.
You need to stand there for the recording.
Yes? Okay, good. My name is Martin Beil, and from 2008 up till yesterday, I was CEO of Topix. And as per today, the proud CEO of Topix Norsven. And I'll show the next slide. Topix Norsven, we have headquarters in the Netherlands, and our annual estimated revenue 2014 will be $177 million. And you will ask the question, why have Topix and Norsven merged their international and their R&D activities? I tell you why. We believe and we are convinced that Topix and Norsven are, or is a perfect match. On first place, because we both have a very strong R&D focus. We both already have a very strong R&D program in place in pig genetics. And I also feel this is prerequisite for a successful pig genetics company. And that we have in common. The second reason why we feel it's a perfect match has to do with the high-end combined product portfolio. Together, we have a complete product portfolio, both on the terminal sire lines and on the maternal lines. So we can offer customers worldwide the perfect solution for their system. The third reason is that we are complementary from a geographical point of view. Norsven has a strong foothold in Scandinavia, the Baltic region, and in the US, while Topix has a strong presence in the other key markets worldwide. So it's really complementary. And another last but not least reason is that we share the same ownership structure. We are both farmer-owned cooperatives. We share the same company culture, the same vision, and also the long-term view and commitment of our shareholders. And our shareholders, we have both never paid any financial dividend to our owners because the dividend of our company goes through the genetic progress. So our owners have an interest in the highest possible genetic progress as possible. And that's also the reason why we feel the strong R&D focus is also what we have in common. Good. I already said that we have a strong complementary global presence. So Topix and Norsven and Topix Norsven now together, we cover all key pork, pig and pork producing markets worldwide. Canada, we already have a strong position there. Together in the US, Mid-America, South America, in Europe, Topix is market leader. And now Topix Norsven has an even stronger position in Europe. And key markets like Germany, Spain, France, Netherlands, Belgium, Russia, together, Topix Norsven, we have leading market positions, but also in key markets in Asia and Africa. And then here, the fact that we're aligning the R&D activities, we are not cutting costs. This is not about cost cutting. This is about adding more value for our customers. And I think that makes this merger unique. Because often you hear about mergers, okay, we have back-end synergies, and we're going to cut costs. But this merger is about creating more front-end synergies and adding more value for our customers. And what you can also see is that in the years to come, we expect and we will further increase our efforts in R&D and also have more financial resources available. So together we have more financial resources. We have the financial resources, the technology, and also the brain power in place to further accelerate the genetic progress. And that's also exactly what customers and our owners expect from us. So that makes a lot of sense. And then I go for the last slide from my point of view. This is the value chain. And it states, continuous and strong product development will enable clients to achieve significant added value and reduce cost. But that's why we are on Earth as a big genetics company. That's our mission. And what you see that Topics has a distinctive position and has a very strong track record, especially in the beginning of the chain. We are distinctive in reproduction and production, and also an increased focus on feed efficiency and meet the market's quality. Norfin, on the other hand, has a very strong, as a stronger position, has a more distinctive position in the end of the chain, strong meat and carcass quality focus, and also high, very strong feed efficiency. And if you join forces, then we come to a very unique value proposition, so that we are able to have a strong and also distinctive position in all parts of the chain and have an increased value for our customers. And that's also the statement. It says Topix Norfin, progress in pigs, but I would say Topix Norfin, more progress in pigs. That's for my part. So Mikey will further focus on the consequence for the US.
Yes.
Thank you.
Here in the US, we're going to build off our solid position that we have as a company, Norsemen USA. We're acquiring the assets of Topix USA, and we will do business going forward as Topix Norsemen USA. Our headquarters today, and we'll stay in Burnsville, Minnesota, which is on the South Metro area of Minneapolis. Talk a little bit about trends both worldwide and the U.S. The U.S. reflects a lot of trends that are happening globally, as well as lead in a lot of those trends. We continue to see much more consolidation and professionalization within our customers. They challenge us, and we need to have the resources to be able to serve that market. Feed cost always has been and will continue to be a driver of success in pork production. It's the main cost, and we feel like our products together bring efficiency to the marketplace. By 2050, the population in the world is projected to grow from 7 billion to 9 billion people. At the same time, we have many developing markets, and we see a much increasing middle class. What does that mean? That means more demand for meat. The expectation is pork meat consumption will actually grow by 2030 by 45%. We feel that the traits with feed efficiency that we bring to the table to do more with less, we're helping to contribute to feed the world. And as we look around different markets, the developing markets, we think from the U.S. we can help support that in development of products and technologies. The rest of the world looks at the U.S. as a leader. In the genetics market arena, there's certainly been a lot of change and consolidation just in recent years and recent months. In our view, there'll be 2 to 3 companies that survive in the long term to be able to serve the whole global pork production market. One of the reasons for that is the investment it takes in R&D to bring technology to the marketplace. And as Martin mentioned, starting with a $25 million R&D budget, we feel that's a very strong proposition for our customers and the market. The result of that is we can create products and tailor products for our customers, both from live production side, carcass, meat quality. That's what we deliver. And when it comes down to it, it's all about the people, the knowledge, and the relationships. And Top Pigs Norseman is positioned very well for that. To be clear, the U.S. will be a key target market for Top Pigs Norseman. Even though we have European ownership, it'll be the United States that sets the direction for the R&D platform of the future. As I mentioned, the rest of the world looks at the U.S. They adopt a lot of our technologies and products. So if we're successful in the U.S., we'll continue to be successful around the world. The Top Pigs Norseman combination in the U.S. gives us a broader product offering for our customers. It allows us to pull our joint organizational resources together so that we can deliver best-in-class service. And last and not least, it continues to give us additional scale, geographical reach in most of the Americas. Finally, at Top Pigs Norseman, we aim to challenge the market leader's position through a strong global offering. Built on the foundation of our values, partnership, transparency, sustainability, knowledge, innovation, and science, we can create progress in pigs. The pillars to progress in pigs are tailored offerings based on a complete product portfolio, integrated solutions focusing on the entire value chain, a world-class applied R&D, and excellent support through our local presence in all the markets that we're in. And finally, through stringent biosecurity focus. We're very excited about this going forward. This is Top Pigs Norseman, Progress in Pigs. We'd be happy to take some questions. We invite you to the booth over the course of the expo. You can take photos, and we'd also like you to go to www.toppigsnorseman.com. There'll be lots of information on there about the signing, the announcement, the new venture. Thank you.
It's not about an acquisition, this is a merger. So in the end, we agreed on a share split of 66.5%. So 66.5% for the owners of Top Pigs and 33.5% for Norseman SA. But it's about the merger, so it's not about acquisition.
What the timing for this? What brought about the timing for this?
In fact, already last year in the summer, we planted the seeds and we had the first good discussions, and then we had intention after the summer to work on the business plan, and which was approved by the shareholders just after Christmas, and then we further pursued the process up till this week. So it's a long period of, so it almost took us, let's say, almost a year before we came to this.
My question though is, what brought it together? What were some of the things that you saw in your company? What were some of the things that you saw in your company that brought this together for the right time, right moment? Why is this the right time to do it?
Now, we don't have to do this deal because we are both have a very financially strong position. But we want to do it because we see more value, as presented here just the last 10 minutes. We see a strong value in stronger R&D, more genetic progress, wider product portfolio, new products, better support, and in the end, it's better off for all stakeholders, not only for the shareholders, but also for our customers worldwide. And so far, it has been also very energetic for the whole team. And so I think it gives a lot of energy, and we will really do our utmost to surprise everybody with the value which is in the pipeline and which is still to come.
Anything you see in the growing market, though, that really says, okay, this is the time, this is the iron is hot, you got to strike now?
Now, what you see is that nowadays, and one of the triggers could be also that now we are in, there is a new era of genomic selection. And that means that technology is getting even more important than it used to be. We see a lot of opportunities to further accelerate the genetic progress. But by combining the technology, the brain power, and the financial resources, we are able to grab those opportunities and further, let's say, we have a real strong proposition to our customers.
Can you be specific about the tools, the components that will cause your genetic progress to increase?
Maybe better that,
that
our PhD is answering that question.
What's his name again? My name is, everyone call me BJ, but my name is Bjarne Holm. I have a card here, you can get it afterwards. Like Martin explained earlier, it's both companies has a really value chain driven approach because we're owned by the farmers in our home countries. The farmers also own the packer industry. So we're used to having our owners being our customers. So we have a really, we could never drop any steps in the value chain when we created genetic progress or added value through the pigs. And then based on the cost structure for where we're from Norway and the Netherlands, our approach has been a little bit different. On the topics, the West European or Central European approach has been more on the reproductive side of the female, on the production side. Norway, with its extremely high cost, has been really driving on feed efficiency for a long time. So we're really strong on that point. We, for example, have a CT scanner that we use on live animals to evaluate which animals should make it further and which should we use and not use. So we're really good on kind of, we really complement each other on that one. And I would say since early 2000, we have had cooperation together on R&D projects. It was started more and more together. When I did my PhD in 2005, I had the chief technical officer of the topics was my opponent. And after that, we had more and more projects together. And we have been doing some business together in Scandinavia the last 2 years. So our owners are both farmers, so they kind of they found each other, they have the same values, so it kind of makes sense for them to put $1 together and generate 3-4 instead of 2. That's the part. And when you go down to the details of the R&D program, it's really about adding value through the packer chain and also saving cost on the front end side. So we, for example, we measure individual feed intake on every animal, every boar that we're ever going to select. Everyone is scrutinized on how much feed they use to grow that much. So that, I think the save cost and add value are the drivers for the R&D program. And when you have 25 millions to use, you better pay back. You got that.
Yes? You might have said this already, but your combined market share in the U.S., what that would be, and if you're going to, are you going to combine your sales force to
maybe I kind of talk to that.
Any new production facilities here?
Right.
We're going to we integrate the existing Topics USA personnel and staff into the organization, so we'll be growing in staff size. There's also multiplication and boar stud facilities that are being utilized through the existing organization. Those will be combined. And this will give us a little more geographic reach as well. Combined, we'll have genetic influence in over 700,000 sows today.
That's in the U.S.
That's in the U.S.
using different pigs for different markets worldwide? Are they identical approaches?
Yes, they are a little different. A pig in Europe, if you do Central Europe, Germany, is they're really on not having any back fat at all, just producing meat. If you come here to the US, it's more about throughput, growth, yields at the slaughter plants. If you go Brazil, it's all about feed efficiency, not using any feed to grow. So, and you could do other examples as well. So we're looking at having, call it different pigs that you can, for offering to our customers, depending on their needs. And then putting our R&D resources behind those, the position those pigs have today, to develop them in the direction that we believe that the market will go.
So here in the U.S., the emphasis is on?
In the U.S., it is one about throughput and efficiency. And being able to have a robust pig that can fight the challenges that you will meet. And use as little feed as possible and grow as fast as possible.
You said that your company has a global reach. Is there any particular region, particular country that appears that your genetics are being most widely demanded than in other parts of the world?
Martin.
You can repeat?
Yes. You said that your company has, together combined, you have a greater global reach. Is there any particular country where you see that demand growing for your product more so than anywhere else in the world?
Okay. So it's more about where we see emerging markets.
Right.
Yeah. Now what you see, because Michael's already referring to an increased meat consumption, pork consumption in the years to come, and we see an increase around 2% per year, but it's mostly driven by Asia and South America. So that's where you see still a strong increase in the consumption, and in most cases also local production, while, let's say, U.S. is more or less flat or stable, like is Europe. So it's more like the emerging markets where you also have a growing population and an increasing middle class. So that's rather Asia, and I would say Africa is still very small. It's more South America and especially Asia. Yeah.
Maybe you can mention how many doses of semen and animals that this year are sold under the company.
Yeah, you can also see that on the fact sheet that is available on the mentioned website, but annually we sell from our own boar stud, because we have, let's say, it's partly a genetics business, but also the distribution of the genes are also, let's say, the AI business is for us also an important tool to disseminate and distribute the genes, and also it's a business on itself, but by our own AI stats, we sell over 8 million doses of semen today. And from the maternal side, today we are at 1.55 million ES equivalents, which are sold worldwide. Yeah?
How has your business been affected by the PED virus here in the U.S.?
Well, we've certainly seen a big impact with our customers. As you know, it's we've tried to support them in every way we can, but like everyone else, it's a challenging bug, and there's a lot of efforts at this expo that are going to go into that. We continue to maintain our highest biosecurity and keep everything stringently clean within our system. But when you're in the genetics business, it's certainly the consequences, not that they aren't severe at a commercial level, but in the genetics business, it's a risk.
And just with the PED, has it increased demand for your products or decreased demand for your products?
Actually, it has increased because a lot of multiplication of competitors has been hit with PED. So we've seen some increase in demand because people want to keep flows clean. Okay, thank you for attending.
Thank you.